Hello and welcome to the Monday, August 13th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Augusta, Georgia. Oracle released an advisory highlighting one of the recent patches for CVE 2012-3132. Now, this is a privilege escalation vulnerability in Oracle's database server product. One of the issues here is that it sometimes comes as part of other Oracle products like Enterprise Manager and eBusiness Suite. So you may not necessarily be aware that you have one of these vulnerable products installed. That's in part why Oracle is highlighting this issue. But then the other reason is that during the Black Hat conference, an exploit against this particular vulnerability was highlighted and discussed in detail. So there is an expectation that you will see use of this exploit more and more in the wild. So if you're running Oracle products, take a look and make sure you're patched against this one. And then we got a pre-announcement from Microsoft for Patch Tuesday. As you are probably aware, tomorrow is the Microsoft Patch Tuesday. Well, it looks like another sort of average Patch Tuesday. 9 bulletins are expected, 5 of which are rated critical, 4 important. The number of products being affected is sort of your standard set. Again, of course, Windows, Internet Explorer, Office, SQL Server, that's not there every month, so that's a little bit different. Developer tools again, and Microsoft Exchange. All but the Exchange bulletins will require or may require a restart of the affected system. And last week at the Usenix conference in Bellevue, Washington, we had an interesting paper being presented about vulnerabilities in SAML systems. Now, SAML is frequently used for a single sign-on, and what these researchers found is that 12 out of the 14 SAML implementations they tested are vulnerable to essentially what they call an XML signature wrapping attack. The vulnerable systems do include name brands like, for example, Salesforce and IBM DataPower, among others. So it's not that they just looked at some quickly thrown together open source systems. Now, they call this attack new. I think it is new against SAML. I think the underlying problem has been known for a while, and for example, Amazon Web Services has been shown to be vulnerable to this kind of attack that they're talking about here as XML signature wrapping attack. What it essentially comes down to is that an XML signature only applies to a specific part of the XML message. So you may validate the XML message, find out that the part it signs is valid, but then you process the entire message, not just the message that the part of the message that's signed. And that's the fundamental problem you're running into here, that the message that's being processed is different from the message that has been validated as properly signed. And they found this particular problem to be exploitable against these SAML implementations. They mentioned in the paper that they are working with respective vendors to fix this. I'm not sure what the status is on these fixes. And WikiLeaks is again at the crosshairs of a major distributed denial of service attack. This time, 10 gigabits per second of traffic is being sent against various WikiLeaks web servers, which of course they're not able to fight at this point. A group who goes by the name of AntiLeaks has claimed responsibility, but really at this point, there is no evidence that this is any more than just bragging. WikiLeaks, of course, last week started to release more of the Stratfor emails, which of course stirred up the entire controversy again. And just a quick update on the Gauss malware that caused a lot of news reports end of last week. There is now a detection tool for it, but actually hardly required a detection tool. It's a pretty simple way to detect if you're infected or not, because it installs a special font that's typically not seen on systems. Palida Narrow is the name of the font, so if you do have this font installed, then probably you are infected with this particular malware. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.